2.5 years after a spree shooting that left 2 dead and 2 wounded, the BC Coroner's Service investigation into the death and actions of Jordan Daniel Goggin remains open. Between midnight and 5:45 a.m. on July 25, 2022, Goggin crisscrossed Langley, making a series of attacks. He shot 4 people, killing Stephen Furness and Paul Wynn, seriously injuring a woman, and wounding a man in the leg in his final attack. RCMP arrived during the last victim's struggle with Goggin, and an officer shot the gunman. Goggin died at the scene. "That investigation is still in progress," said Amber Schinkel, manager of strategic communications for the BC Coroner's Service. The BC Coroner's Service will look at all parallel inquiries, including by agencies like the Integrated Homicide Investigation Team, IHIT, and the Independent Investigations Office, IIO, which also launched investigations into the incident. "It is not uncommon for coroner's service reports or inquests to take place years after an incident, as the coroner's service typically releases reports or holds inquests after other major investigations, including court proceedings, are wrapped up. In this case, separate coroner's service reports were created for Goggin's victims, Furness and Wynn, and those have been concluded. When investigating a death, a coroner can conclude the investigation either with a report, or with a recommendation for a full inquest. An inquest involves a hearing and a jury of between 5 and 7 British Columbians who hear evidence about the cause of a death. Coroners' juries do not assign criminal blame. Instead, they are oriented to find facts while making recommendations to prevent similar situations and future deaths. The IIO report on the shooting of Goggin was released in May 2023, about 10 months after the incident. It concluded that the officer who shot Goggin likely saved the lives of others, as well as himself. However, because the IIO report focused on police actions, it gave little insight into why Goggin might have begun his attacks, how he chose his targets, or what he was doing in the long gaps between individual attacks. According to Sergeant Frida Fong, spokesperson for IHIT's investigation is largely completed, but some reports are being finalized. "They are expected to be concluded in the near future, but there is no set timeline," Fong said. Most of the people Goggin attacked were homeless. Wynn was formerly homeless and had been living at the Creekstone Place supportive housing project for several years. He is believed to have gone down to the center's community garden when Goggin approached the building. It is unknown if Goggin was deliberately targeting homeless people, or if they were simply targets of opportunity because they were outside late at night.